On to Neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel joining us after this. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission reminds you now is the time to be thinking about those best management practices that'll help you produce a high-quality wheat to harvest next June. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards says top dressing your wheat fields with nitrogen is your best bet to maximize yield and improve protein levels.
If you're applying your own nitrogen, you can get over your acres in just a few days. Maybe you can pick and choose a little bit and try and time that nitrogen application close to a rainfall event. But if you're relying on your local ag retailer or having someone else apply that nitrogen for you, there are going to be several people on the list. And the most important thing is to have that nitrogen out there. Even if you're a little bit earlier than optimal, I think it's fine to go ahead and put that nitrogen out there in January and February to make sure we have it.
Dr. Jeff Edwards of the OSU Wheat Improvement Team, supported by your Wheat Checkoff. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers. In 2 weeks, we'll be greeting you, and it'll be a brand new calendar year, 2011. 2010 has proved to be a pretty good year for the cattle industry. We've seen the feedlot end of the business make some money for the first time in a couple of years. That's been good news, most certainly. We've seen exports have a tremendous year in 2010, setting us up for 2011, we hope. Now, livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel joining us today. Darrell, you know, what about the new year? What do you see as far as the cattle market outlook is concerned for 2011?
You know, I can't think of anything that scares a market analyst more than to be at essentially record level prices and yet feeling like you have to say we're going to go higher yet. And yet I really can't see anything else on average in place short of you know, any sort of an unknown shock that we don't anticipate at this time. Even though we are essentially at record level prices in many classes of cattle, as you look forward to 2011, you know, I think a couple of things are pretty much a given. Beef production is going to be down next year. That's going to put even more pressure on prices in general. Particularly, it's going to push some of the tightness that we've seen in cattle supplies and affecting cattle prices and the various margins within the industry. It's going to push more of that onto not only the wholesale level, but up to the retail level. And so I think beef demand becomes a real key in 2011 as well to see how much of this supply pressure will ultimately be able to be passed on to consumers. Continued improvement in beef demand will be a key to facilitate the ability of the retail level to absorb higher prices, and that will set the stage for where we can ultimately go with cattle prices across the board in terms of the total value available to the industry.
There are some wild cards out there that Darrell Peel says that we've got to be watching very, very closely. One of them, obviously, exactly where we are on beef demand. Have we turned the corner here in the latter part of 2010 or not?
There are a number of indicators. Most of the sort of general economic indications here in the last part of the year, the holiday shopping and the holiday spending kinds of things, and things like we discussed with the seasonal ribeye prices here at the end of the year. There's a number of individual indicators that don't confirm anything yet, but probably serve to be leading indicators that we want to continue to watch as we go into the first part of the year to see if, in fact, we're going to continue to see some development, particularly of middle meat demand, which is what is going to be the key going forward to pulling up beef industry values.
Our friend, Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel out of Oklahoma State University, talking about what may be ahead of us here in 2011, not that many days away. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, we're pleased to invite you to this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale happening December 30th, started at 12 noon at the Beaver River Livestock Auction, Beaver, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 800 commercial bred cows, bred heifers, and open heifers. These are eye-appealing, practical cattle that'll be functional for all types of commercial operations. For more details about this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale, contact John Griswold, 405-780-3300, 405-780-3300. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.